Good morning, gamers. Welcome to Morning Martlet, your trusted source for the latest in gaming news. Grab your morning potion and let's level up your day. Starting May 10th, Electronic Arts is raising the price of its EA Play video game subscription service. According to a report by GamesIndustry.biz, the monthly cost of the standard tier will go up from $4.99 to $5.99. For customers who pay annually, the fee will increase from $29.99 to $39.99. Meanwhile, the Pro tier will see a monthly price rise from $14.99 to $16.99, or an annual fee increase from $119.99 to $139.99, marking a $20 increase. IGN has reported that Electronic Arts is sending emails to subscribers to inform them of the upcoming price changes. Notably, the new prices are already applicable for new members, as demonstrated in a screenshot for the EA app. However, platforms like Steam, PlayStation, and Xbox are still displaying the old prices. Electronic Arts isn't alone in adjusting subscription fees. Last June, Microsoft announced price hikes for the console versions of Xbox Game Pass and Xbox Game Pass Ultimate. Similarly, in September, Sony increased the price of its annual PlayStation Plus subscription. PocketPair, the developer behind Palworld, has recently showcased a new player versus player, PvP mode, known as Pal Arena, slated for release in 2024. This announcement came during the Triple I initiative, highlighting a feature where players can engage in battles by teaming up with their trained pals against others. This concept echoes the traditional aim of training powerful allies to overcome rivals. A teaser trailer has been shared, further heightening the anticipation for Pal Arena. This update is expected to bring Palworld even closer to Pokemon in terms of gameplay, particularly with its arena-style gym battles. Since its launch in January, Palworld has swiftly ascended to become a global gaming phenomenon, breaking records on platforms like Steam and Xbox Game Pass. It's recognized as the largest third-party game launch on Xbox Game Pass. The game, often humorously referred to as Pokemon with Guns, has attracted an astounding 25 million players worldwide, with sales reaching 15 million on Steam and an additional 10 million players on Xbox. Takuro Mizobi, the head of PocketPair, expressed that the company has been overwhelmed by the massive profits generated from Palworld. Despite its success, Palworld has also been the center of controversy, particularly over accusations of it being a Pokemon imitation. These allegations have escalated to the point where PocketPair's staff have received death threats. Following the game's release, Nintendo promptly took down a notable Pokemon mod, and the Pokemon Company has announced its intentions to investigate and address any potential violations of Pokemon's intellectual property rights. Megacrit has unveiled Slay the Spire 2, the eagerly awaited sequel to the highly acclaimed indie game that has significantly influenced the digital deck-building genre. The announcement was made during the Triple Orange Showcase, where a brief trailer showcased the return of familiar classes, the Ironclad and Silent, and introduced a new character, the Necrobinder. Described as a wandering lich seeking to bind the forgotten corpse, summoning her trusty left hand, Osti, in combat, the Necrobinder adds a fresh dynamic to the game. The reveal also included gameplay screenshots that retain the distinctive style of the original game. Slay the Spire, first released in 2019, quickly amassed a large following thanks to its unique blend of roguelite elements, turn-based combat, and deck-building gameplay. Our initial review praised the game for its encouragement of experimentation, allowance for mistakes, and the challenging yet entertaining puzzle-like battles that make it stand out from its successors and imitators. It's also worth noting Megacrit's past criticism of Unity's briefly proposed install fee policy, which prompted the developer to consider switching engines unless the policy was fully withdrawn. Confirming this shift, a representative from Megacrit has stated that Slay the Spire 2 Inches will be developed using Godot, a free and open-source engine moving away from Unity. Fortnite's community is expressing dissatisfaction following the game's decision to eliminate the cosmetic item rarity system. This system previously categorized items like character skins, pickaxes, and backblings into various quality levels, which also often determined their price in the game's item shop. For instance, uncommon, green items were typically priced at 800 V-Bucks, rare, blue items at 1200 V-Bucks, epic, purple items at 1500 V-Bucks, and legendary, gold items at 2000 V-Bucks. In a recent blog post, Fortnite explained the removal of item rarities by stating, "The shop has evolved significantly to support multiple types of cosmetics and items across games, so we're retiring the old Battle Royale-inspired system of colors and tags for cosmetic quality. This change is part of an effort to adapt to the expanded variety of items now available in the item shop, which includes a range of products that could previously share the same rarity rating but had different prices. This discrepancy has been particularly noticeable with new additions such as music tracks, virtual instruments for Fortnite Festival, vehicle effects for Rocket Racing, and digital Lego sets for Lego Fortnite. However, it's noted that cosmetics associated with specific series, like icons representing real-world personalities and gaming legends for video game crossovers, will retain their distinctive branding. Moon Studios, the creators behind the Ori series, recently shared insights on the possibility of a third game in the beloved franchise. In a discussion with Game Informer, studio co-founder Jenadi Coral expressed satisfaction with the narrative completeness of the series, which so far includes Ori and the Blind Forest and Ori and the Will of the Wisps. Coral mentioned, "I think we were able to complete the story of Ori. It's a complete arc now. If you play both games, it's a complete story. So it felt like the only way we would come back to Ori 3 is if we have more to say, more story to tell." Despite this stance, Thomas Mahler, the studio's creative director, hinted at having a potential title and ideas for a third Ori game, surprising Coral, who wasn't aware that such a project was considered. However, for the moment, these are merely ideas without concrete plans for development. Currently, Moon Studios is concentrating on its upcoming dark action RPG, No Rest for the Wicked, which is set to debut in Steam's early access on April 18th. This shift in focus doesn't diminish the impact and success of the Ori series, known for its enchanting explorative platforming and heartfelt storytelling. The first game, Ori and the Blind Forest, released in 2015, was praised for its beautiful presentation and reliable gameplay mechanics. Its sequel, Ori and the Will of the Wisps, released in 2020, continued the series' legacy of excellence, with Eurogamer heralding it as potentially one of the best things you play all year. Vampire Survivors is set to expand its horizons by launching on PlayStation platforms, as unveiled in the recent Triple Woy Initiative showcase. This follows the game's success on PC, Switch, mobile, and Xbox. Alongside the announcement of its summer release, developers also disclosed an upcoming DLC featuring characters from Contra, including Brad Fang, known for his distinctive gun arm. This new content is scheduled for release on May 9th. Since its original debut in 2022 on Mac and Windows, Vampire Survivors quickly captured the attention of gamers, even becoming the most played title on Steam Deck for two consecutive months in 2022. Developer and publisher Luca Ponkel-Galante expanded the game's availability to Xbox, mobile devices, and Nintendo Switch throughout 2022 and 2023. The team behind Vampire Survivors has been actively rolling out new content, including the Legacy of the Moonspell DLC in December 2022 and the Tides of the Fascari DLC in April 2023. These updates have kept the game fresh and engaging for its player base. IGN's review of Vampire Survivors version 1.0 praised its simplicity and depth, noting it as a perfect companion for podcast listeners, despite some periods of tedium when players outpace the game's difficulty curve. In addition to its gaming achievements, Vampire Survivors is poised to make a leap into television. Roughly a year ago, Story Kitchen announced a collaboration with Ponkle to adapt the game into an animated TV series, aiming to transform the indie hit into a premium animated show, though details remain sparse. That wraps up today's episode of Morning Martlet, where we ventured through the twists and turns of the gaming industry. And until next time, keep playing, keep dreaming, and keep listening to Morning Martlet.